Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听你问我答节目。
丽 if you don't mind, I think it's my turn to open the program.
Open the program? Are we taking turns?
No, I just think that as I'm the most senior person here, I think I should do it now and again.
Oh, well, off you go then.
Right, okay. Tajahao, what do I say next, Lee?
I'm not telling you. 你的态度很傲慢，目中无人。Haughty.
Naughty?
No, haughty.
Ah.
It's one of the words that someone is asking about this week.
Hi, can you tell me the difference between the words arrogant, overbearing, and haughty? Thank you, from Chu Huan.
Chu Huan 同学提出的问题是如何区分 arrogant, overbearing 和 haughty 这三个形容词。Well, Rob, I think you have demonstrated haughty very well.
Oh, thanks. I've always wanted to be haughty, but actually, I'm not sure what it means.
It means you are being disapproving, unfriendly, or considering yourself to be better than other people.
Does that really describe me?
Yes. 你刚才的态度怎么说呢？可以被形容为很高傲、不友好、目中无人。You think you are superior.你比别人强，你比别人更为优越。
Actually, you tend to associate haughtiness with someone from the upper classes, and that's not me. So maybe my manner wasn't haughty, but we can hear some other people being haughty here.
Let's face it, with my qualifications, I'm bound to get that job.
Oh no, you wouldn't catch someone like me wearing shoes like that.
There's no question about it. I really am quite clever.
以上几位讲话的人呢，听上去都很傲慢，盛气凌人，觉得呢别人都比不上他们好 ，haughtily。
Well, Lee, even if you thought I was being haughty, at least I wasn't being arrogant. With me being such a fantastic presenter, you'd never find me behaving that badly.
Okay, so what's the difference between haughty and arrogant then?
Don't you know?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, being arrogant or having arrogance is similar to haughty, but it doesn't imply superiority. It does, however, carry a meaning of exaggerated sense of one's own importance.
That's not you, then. 对一个夸大自己分量的人，我们就可以用盛气凌人这个词来形容。That's arrogant. But do you agree, Rob, that sometimes self-confidence is seen as arrogance?
And sometimes it can be seen as being rude.Not that you would find an important presenter like me being rude.
Are you sure? 高傲和盛气凌人的人往往让人觉得粗鲁，没有教养。我们再听几个例子吧。
With my good looks, I'm amazed nobody's asked me to be on TV.
It's obvious. I'm the best person for the job.
I guess as you're a woman, you wouldn't understand about that.
How rude.
And how arrogant.But you see, arrogant people tend to think about themselves, whilst haughty people are also comparing themselves with other people or other things who they don't feel deserve your respect. They show disdain.
Yes, 高傲意味着你瞧不起别人。That really isn't you, Rob. Maybe you are just overbearing.
Zhuang Hongda? Well, that's when you're very confident.
Too confident and too determined to tell other people what to do. It can be unpleasant.
I really think you need to check your definitions again, Lee. I think you'll find it means something else.
A perfect example of being overbearing, Rob. Overbearing 这个词用来形容一个人过分自信、专横跋扈，非要别人做什么事一点都不商量。It can come across as unpleasant and rude, like this.
This is the way to the top of the mountain, whatever the map says. Just follow me!
Yes, it's a good start, but I've been playing for years, so watch me.
Just stand there and do what I do. I am the expert, after all.
Now that sounds like an overbearing manner, which is similar to an arrogant one, but a little bit more domineering.
是的，专横跋扈的人呢，总想让别人听他们的。 Not like you then, Rob.
No. So I'm not haughty, arrogant or overbearing. Phew. But what am I then?
You are just Rob.
Well, I hope that's a good thing. Anyway, I think we can safely say that we fully answered Chu Huang's question.
Now, that sounds a bit arrogant. 不过希望今天的节目对楚皇同学有所帮助。其他对英语感兴趣的同学呢，如果你也有一些不解的问题，欢迎随时给我们发电子邮件。我们的邮箱是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk.
Okay, Lee, what do you mean by saying I'm just Rob?
Polite, friendly, but a little bit cheeky.
I think it's time for us to go.
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。